We had to.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Teen Scene Radio. Good evening. Welcome, everyone, to the show this evening. Visit us online at facebook.com/Teen Scene Radio. And or email us online at Facebook, teenscenedream@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this evening I got an incredible guest to introduce to you, someone that you may have heard about, we've had on the show before. However, this evening we are blessed, we are thankful, we've been graced to have Miss Tasha, sexy spiritual mama, sexy Tasha. The spiritual mom on the show. Tasha, how are you this evening?
Hello. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing incredibly well. It's been wonderful all day. I've been so excited about the opportunity to share with the people this evening. It seems like we've got so much to talk about this evening and such little of time, like such a short span. So I'm going to jump right into the show, Tosh. It's been so incredible. When we spoke before, we were talking about your expertise in feeding, breastfeeding, and managing the whole video success you've been having. I mean, obviously you've got incredible videos on YouTube. Now, tell me a little bit something here about your spirit. When you were little, I can imagine you having such an incredible spirit. We have a seminar series that's coming up, the Vision Manifest seminar series, motivational speaking, opportunities for people to get themselves together, self-improving, things like that. I do some motivational speaking. People love CD. I have 10 Pillars of Life CD around the world, and I've been able to get that done as a motivational speaker. Mm-hmm. Nonprofits, people around the world. However, I'm new, Tasha, to coaching, and I love when you talk to people. You're such a motivation. And tell me, you know what? Tell me a little bit about what a coach is. When it's applied to helping people with their lives, Tasha?
Well, the way that I see it is I love seeing people happy. I love seeing people succeed in whatever they call success. I love seeing people following their passions and living a life on purpose and doing what they're meant to be doing here on this planet. For me, that's what coaching is. Since I'm not emotionally tied to whatever situation you're going through or whoever I'm speaking to is going through, I can see a different perspective. And every single one of my coaching sessions have been just out of this world. Like a lot of times when I get a new client, they're like, whoa, I totally, you know, didn't expect any of this. This is amazing. It's like, you know, to be as human beings on this planet at this time, a lot of us are lost and confused. And, like, what am I doing? You know, waking up, going to a 9-to-5 job, you know, just even if you do have a better job and have a ton of money and you're still not happy, it's because you're not following your passion.
Right.
But as a coach, I help you find what your passion is and take the step and write down and take the steps necessary and the direction necessary in order to actually start living your passion and start, you know, gaining abundance through your passion and through life.
So, okay, and you know what? You've been touching people's lives now for quite a while. And you know what? I look forward to hearing you on stage, to seeing you touching people's lives on stage. I mean,
it's so fun.
To see people transform right there in person is tremendous. Yeah, how long have you been touching people's lives, Tasha? I mean, tell me, how long?
Well, I went through – I've always – I guess I'll just say when I actually started was probably around 4 years ago, around when I got my divorce and when I went all the way through insomnia. So I couldn't sleep for a long period of time. And then finally, when I put all the pieces together, I was just it was there. Like, I knew that I was going through insomnia to be able to help people through insomnia. I didn't know I was going to be helping people through everything else, but it's kind of now my passion. Like, I can help people through sleep, and now I can help people through everything else. And that started about 4 years ago.
So, okay, so
linearly
even though,
speaking.
Well, so 4 years ago, okay, you know what? I have a friend who's been massaging all her life, and you have some incredible massage skills, by the way. I know you are able to touch people.
I love massaging. I did massage for 7 years. Love massaging.
You're a healing person, and what it is that you've had gifts your entire, like forever.
I'm not special, though. Everybody does. Everybody is here on this planet is a healer, whether it's for themselves. Everybody is a healer. I'm not special in any way. I may be more in tuned with it, but I'm not.
Right. So 4 years ago, it came to the forefront, and all of a sudden, you began touching people's lives. And, I realized that anyone interested in coaching and can go to school, receive instruction on coaching, how to master coaching, it has to be nurtured from within, though. I mean, do you agree?
Yeah. No, well, with anything, you can go to school to be a doctor in this or a doctor in that or to do this or that. But unless you're actually like, this is my life passion. Like, I was thinking about the guy that I'm in love with right now. He's an MMA fighter, and we're talking about or he was into MMA. I can see that being a handful of people's passion, like truly, genuinely their passion. That's what they're on this planet for. But all the rest, they might be following somebody else's passion, but it might not actually be their passion. Like, we all have a specific niche.
Right. So, and positivity is always a plus. As a matter of fact, love and all the blessings in our
experience. Well, there's always a positive. There's always a positive. You can always take a positive out of any situation. Is that what you just said?
Well, I'm saying, so what impact from your experience does positivity have in people's lives?
What? Repeat that question.
Well, I'm saying, okay, the impact, like, as opposed to negativity, what impact do you see positivity having in people's lives?
Well, I actually see it both ways, positive and negative, because I do trigger a lot of people.
and that's a good point, because people have both energies, and balance is important.
Yeah.
However, introducing positivity to people's lives when coaching obviously is important. So what in your opinion is vital in transforming one's living experience for the better?
In my opinion, in my work, my experience with talking to different people is knowing your worth. A lot of people don't know their worth. A lot of people don't think that they deserve this or deserve that. A lot of people don't understand. I think a lot of people...
Their value.
Yeah, their value. And I think a lot of people have an understanding of a God or a higher source or something greater than us. But to understand that you come directly from that source. So basically, as if it was the sunshine, if you came from the sun has rays. And let's say you're a ray. You're a ray of the sun. Essentially, you are the sun. So essentially, you are God. You are source.
And you keep people in touch with their value and show them what their importance is. That's incredible. I love that about you. You're so wonderful. So you know what? Listening to you captivates me, Tasha, and it motivates me tremendously. what has helped you in maturing in the gifted spirit you are today? Since you have been coming into your gift, what's helped you to actually encourage your gift and increase your gift?
Well, what helped me is not what's going to help everybody else, because we all have triggers. We all have different things that we need to go through in order to see something. Does that make sense?
Yes.
We can all, in my experience, I can be very, very stubborn to the point where I have created a self-inflicted disease where it was either get out of the situation I was in or die.
And dying's not an option.
Dying's not an option.
Right.
You know, I'm not done here on the planet, so my higher self took me out of the situation, and, yeah, I almost died. So that's happened times now, but as far as for everyone else, it's always going to be different. It's always going to be different for everyone, which is cool. But again, like as a coach, I can help go around all of that and figure out what it is that we all each individually need.
And that's tremendous. So okay, you know, I like everybody else in the world, like to see positive change, results,
yeah,
and effectiveness in my situation, like now, like instantly. And you know, a lot of us have that. I can't wait for my happiness.
And that's I can't. That is the key word that you just said right now.
Right.
Is I can't. The truth is can. If you can't, you can. I tell this to my son all the time. And that goes with sleep, too. If you tell yourself that you can't sleep, you're right. But it's not true because you can. And
right,
that's a positive – that's a step in the positive direction as well. It's to change the way you speak.
So, okay. So the I can spirit introduced to people, and
mm-hmm,
that's wonderful. I can –
mm-hmm –
experience my happiness. So what do you recommend for those interested in feeling good, again, improving their living experiences and overall healthier living experiences now in the current experience? What do you recommend?
There's a lot. Obviously, it's going to be different for everyone. But essentially, to start putting into your head or to start being conscious of what you're eating, what you're looking at, what you're researching. If you want more joy in your life, you have to lean towards the more joyful things. Stop watching the news. Stop watching and listening to shitty stories. Stop listening and feeding into other people complaining. Just stop and go where you want. Go where it feels better. Reach for the better feeling thought. Stop being so negative on yourself. Be more aware of your self-talk. We all have self-talk like I'm this, I'm that. The truth is that we are all love. I am that I am. Anything other than that, I am
right.
Fat. No, nobody is fat. You cannot be fat. You're not fat. You may have fat, but you're not fat.
It makes so much sense. Just listening to you is incredible. And you know what? Positive affirmations and keeping up.
Well, behind the positive affirmations is actually a lot of people, they don't work. You're right. They don't work if you're not in the feeling like they are true already. That is huge. If you're going to be like, I am so beautiful, and you're just sitting there, you know, eating Doritos and just like, you know, like feeling like crap, that's like, no, in order to come to fruition, you have to feel happy, turn on a good, like, a song that makes you pumped, and, you know, you have to, it takes effort.
You have to be in the now, in the spirit,
in the
in the right frame of mind.
Present,
yeah.
Yes.
So,
and a lot of people don't really understand what presence is. It's fully being there.
Well, in addition to the positive spirit, in addition to having this incredible spirit working, Tasha. Some people do Pilates, yoga, exercise. They visit the gym and do sports. They lift, they meditate, etc. What physical routines, Tasha, do you recommend along with spiritual care, such as coaching, for people to get their bodies and minds together?
I think, again, everybody is going to be different on here, because everybody has different, like, likes and wants and this and that. But for me, what works for me, again, we all know what works for me, is I love yoga, I love acrobatics, I love acro yoga, I love handstands, I love challenging myself and my body. I grew up doing competitive cheerleading and gymnastics and stuff, so
that's
what
wonderful.
I like. Yeah,
that's
and
wonderful.
I honestly think that everybody could do some kind of a yoga practice, because you're getting into your body through stretching and maybe a more vigorous yoga. I like hot yoga. I like level 3 yoga. I like very, very challenging yoga. That's what I like.
Well,
but other people might like softer yoga, and that's okay.
And maybe one day we'll get to see some yoga. We'll get to see sexy Tasha, the spiritual mama, and some of her yoga routines. I actually watched one of your videos online, and you and your friend there were doing a little bit of yoga. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
I've never done that personally.
Really?
So I'm looking forward. Never. I'm looking forward to being introduced to it, and maybe, just maybe, at one of our seminars, we can get some of that activity working in between.
Oh, yeah.
routines. Tasha, I can't wait to see you in the Vision Manifest seminar events coming up this year, next year, and we can look forward to lives transformed right before our eyes and see people immediately experience breakthroughs while receiving their most desired blessings, Tasha. And it's such an incredible and rewarding thing. I see some CD series and video coaching coming from you in the future. I also look forward to sharing with you in the Vision Manifest seminars coming in the future. Look forward to listening. We'll have information, folks, on how you can sign up as a guest or receive tickets or admission to the seminars and locations. We're giving away prizes and gifts valued at $1,000 or more to every guest. Partnering with those motivated and seeing a better living experience is a value treasure, you guys. Look forward to coming in at the show. Are you training at the seminar, Tasha, or are you helping others master their own gifting classes? I mean, I was hearing that maybe we may give like a certificate to those who learn about coaching or mastering their own gifts. Are you training? Possibly.
All of my coaching is training because I believe in helping everybody come to their own power. Does that make sense? Like
that makes sense.
I don't believe that it, like. I know that coaching is not for everyone, but anybody that wants to coach, I've had clients that have come through me that have started their own coaching, you know, because they now feel empowered and they feel like they can help somebody. But in the end, you can't really help anybody unless you go through something yourself. So
right.
usually the people that have gone through hell and back that are able to actually coach somebody through it, you know, you don't want to follow somebody that... For instance, with insomnia, a lot of people go to sleep experts and this and this and that. And in the end, none of those sleep experts have ever even experienced one night of insomnia, and it makes no sense, you know? So,
right. With your experience online, you know, some of the videos, I mean, you've been talking to people around the world, and you've been holding the attention of audience around the world from – regular working class citizens to millionaires, even billionaires that have seen some of your work online or viewed you online and stuff. So I can imagine you touching people's lives even in the seminar. I've heard that I think they may be giving out certificates to those who are interested in coaching or that are going to see you at this event. So I'd love to receive some type of a certificate or something. You know, I recommend to the seminar, train more extensively, and we'll have some referrals to our very own Universal School of the Arts and the National University coaching opportunities. However, receiving refreshing and loving and compassionate coaching as well as effective coaching with proven results, Tasha, which is important, is exciting.
And that's cool. That's definitely a route for, you know, Some people definitely like respect the whole education way, and that's awesome. If somebody wants that, that's so cool. That's totally, I totally am on board with that.
Okay, so Vision Manifest, improving lives, helping others. I mean, something both spiritual and physical. What is managed in the mind's eye that becomes manifest in the physical, from your opinion, when changing someone's instant experience, what is it in the mind's eye that changes Tasha, that actually gains the results?
Everything. Imagination is everything. If you look at one of Albert Einstein's quotes, he says, to get from point A to point B, you use logic. To get from A to Z, you use imagination. Your imagination, everything that is in your mind, everything that you're experiencing right now was once in your mind's eye. What you think about, you dream about. So anything that you're thinking about, you're creating it.
So this suggests that a good coach works in the spirit before working in the physical, and then it becomes manifest in the physical. Do you agree?
Yeah, for sure. Everything's emotional and energy and vibration, and it's going to happen there before it happens in the physical.
Okay, that's wonderful. In the future, International U.S. Operations has some Universal School of the Arts, International University campuses opening. I would really love for you to come in with one of the certificate programs and look forward, if we can get that working, to having you as a coach with a certified coaching program for those interested, and also working with some other experienced coaches and accredited coaches. We can also make classes available during seminar events when we have our seminars and go out, give out the certificate to those whom are attending and participating in special programs. There's more to come later with beautiful, sexy Tasha, the spiritual mama. I love you so much. You're such a motivation, a positive force, an inspiring person, Tasha. I see a powerful, bright, and rewarding future in the now and tomorrow. And I thank you so much for being here, Tasha.
Yes.
When we get the chance, we're gonna give out the dates to the seminars. If you have any questions, that will be the opportunity for you all to call in at that particular point and ask questions before the seminars. I love you so much. Thank you so much for being on the show. We look forward to having you again in the future, okay,
yeah,
on the show again. Once we start the seminars and get the seminars started, we'll be able to have CDs and some seminar videos so that you can watch at home. Sexy Tasha, the spiritual mama. And I look forward to receiving and viewing your coaching style. Listen, Teen Scene Radio. Visit us online at facebook.com/ Teen Scene Radio, and or email us online at teenscenedream@gmail.com. For all my teens and adults and everyone around the world that's excited about living better, about increasing your experience, proving your experience, definitely have information for you. Listen, have an incredible evening. Tasha, it's so wonderful having on the show. Thank you, and have a good evening. Beautiful, love you all, and we'll speak with you soon.